班上争取荣誉。
And I striving for the glory for my class.
所以说后来脱逃的时候也比较跑得快。
So later I become fugitive, I race faster.
今天既然我们成为儿女以后，就已经参加了这一场天国的赛跑。
Now we become children of God, we automatically enroll in this game.
其实不光是基督徒，其实每一个人的一生都是一场赛跑。
Not only Christians, but everyone you are racing.
只是有些人跑的是为名而跑，有些人是为利而跑。
Some for fame, some for wealth, but you are all racing.
但这些都是过眼云烟，转眼成空，都要过去。
But those are all clouds that are going to pass away.
跟永恒完全发生不了一点点的关联。
It has nothing to do with eternity.
就像在西元前第三世纪的时候，有一个马其顿的国王叫亚历山大的。
Like in 300 BC, that there is a Macedonian a king called Alexander the Great.
这个人的版图横跨欧亚非三洲。
That his territory crossed Europe, Africa, and Asia.
他建立一个空前的大帝国。
He had established a big empire.
但是他三十多岁的时候就离开这个世界。
Yet he left this world in the 30s.
他临死前吩咐他的部下要把他的棺材两挖两个洞。
As he died, he asked his subordinate to make two holes on his coffin.
要把他的手伸出来，要游街去示众。
He stretched out his hand to parade on the street.
为什么他要这样做呢
？Why he want to do that?
他要全世界人知道他空空的来，空空的离开这个世界。
He want the world to know that he come empty-handed and left empty-handed.
因为他空手来，空手的离开。
Because he come empty-handed and left.Empty hand.
但是基督徒的赛跑是一场天国的赛跑，是一场永恒的赛跑。
But yet the Christian race is the eternal race.
我们基督徒每一位都是选手，也必须是选手。
Every brother and sister is a candidate, and you must be a candidate.
那么，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们应当以什么样的态度、心态来跑完这场天国的赛跑呢
？And brother, sister, what kind of attitude we should have in joining this race?
今天我要分四点跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
I would like to tell you in four points.
第一个是讲选手的态度。
First thing is the candidate's attitude.
第二个讲选手的方向。
The second is the direction of the candidate.
第三样讲了选手的方式。
And what is your style?
第四个选手的目的。
What is your purpose?
首先我讲到选手的态度。
First, I talk about the attitude.
有两点跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想。
We can share in two points.
第一个态度应当是不以为得着。
The first thing you cannot feel that you had grasp get hold of it.
我想在座的弟兄姊妹都听过，小时候都听过龟兔赛跑的故事。
You all think, remember the turtle and the rabbit their race.
兔子跟乌龟两个来比赛赛跑。
The turtle are racing with the rabbit.
在人想这个。兔子是一定赢的
and you are counting that the rabbit will win
因为 它的速度比乌龟不知道要快几十倍
because the speed is a lot faster
但兔子最后失败了
yet the rabbit he failed
为什么呢因为他以为他一定可以得胜
why he failed because he thought he will win it for sure
结果最后他却输了
and then he failed
中国有一句话说叫哀兵必胜
and the Chinese old saying said that a soldier without arrogance you will always win
就是不以为自己已经得着了这个态度
that the attitude is you don't feel you get hold of it
保罗他神的仆人保罗他在属灵追求的这条道上
and Paul when he's in spiritual path
他有一种不以为已经得着的态度
he never feel that he can get hold of it
如果按照他丰盛的灵命按照他丰富的经验他学识背景来说
from his background from his spiritual life
他是在有很可以夸耀自己自夸的地方
he have a lot of things that can be boast of
但他永远是战战兢兢的态度好像临到深渊好像走到薄冰上面
but always his attitude was trembling like he walked on the thin ice
这就是一种不以为自己已经得着的态度
that is an attitude that he feel he's not take hold of it
在圣经上启示录三章第十七节很清楚地告诉我们说
in Revelation 3:17 it clearly tells us
他说你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺的
You said I'm wealth and I have not acquired of anything.
但是不知道你却是那个困苦、瞎眼、赤身肉体的。
But yet you don't know you are the blind, you are the naked, you are the pitiful.
这是神责备老底家教会时候的光景。
This is the way that God scolded the church in the end time.
今天教会里常常有这些人。
And that today in the church we have the same situation.
他认为自己已经得着了。
We thought we have obtained it.
虽然他嘴巴上不会这么样不谦卑
though he cannot be that arrogant when he say it
但他心里常会这样说我虽然还不够完全啊比起有一些人我要还是好得很多
but in his mind he might thinking I'm not really that perfect but compared to other people I'm better
像这种态度实际上就跟老底家教会是一样的
and this is the same situation in the ending church
在四年前的时候有一次我到中和的一个教会去做见证
about 4 years ago I went to a church in Taipei 中和
那时候因为我见证已经做了大概三四十次以上所以很有经验
that time the testimony had been given about 30 some times, and I have a lot of experience in that.
所以说我的见证我都可以倒背过来了。
I can memorize in reverse way in my testimony.
因此我就不警醒，不倚靠圣灵。
So I'm not alert. I'm not depending on the Spirit.
所以在那次要做见证的时候。
So at that time when I give that testimony,
神的灵没有跟我同在。
And God's Spirit was not with me.
我不知道在讲什么。
I'm not knowing what I'm talking about.
没有灵的感动。
There's no touch of the Spirit.
虽然我当时背得很熟，我的见证背得很熟。
Though I can recite my testimony very clearly.
所以说那时候神的名就完全得不着荣耀。
Yet God's name would never be glorified.
这就是一个自己以为得着的态度。
This is an attitude that I thought I'm take hold of it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个不自以为已经得着的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you don't think you can take hold of it,
这种人会是一个谦卑的人，是个虚怀若谷的人。
You'll be very humble person.
这种人会拼命的追求。
You'll be looking toward forward.
一个赛跑的选手在赛跑的时候也应该也是这个样子。
The candidate in the racing field, you should have the same attitude.
他还没有到达终点的时候，他不会以为一定已经得着，已经得胜。
Before you pass the ending point, you never feel that you can win it.
这样的赛跑的选手跑起来才会有希望。
And this kind of candidate will have hope to win.
弟兄姊妹，我们服事主的态度也应该是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's the same attitude we should have in serving the Lord.
第二个态度应该是怎么样呢？
What is the second attitude?
应该要忘记背后，要努力面前。
The second attitude is forget what is behind and look forward what is ahead.
在腓立比书三章第十二节、十三节，保罗一再强调说他不是已经以为得着了。
And here, Philippians, Paul keep on pressing that he's not take hold of it.
为什么他这样呢？因为在前面一二章的时候，他都是叙述他过去个人的见证。
Because in the previous two chapters, Paul keep on telling about his previous experiences.
所以他怕有一些信徒们会把他看得太高，也有担心有些信徒会以为他在自我宣传。
And he is afraid that some people would thought he is feel too high on him.And then, or he is telling a boasting on himself.
而给魔鬼留地步，所以呢，他在一再强调，他不是以为已经得着了。
So he keep on oppressing that he's not get hold of it.
所以保罗这种态度呢，就是不是以为得着，是忘记背后，努力面前的态度。
That his attitude is forget what is behind and press for what is ahead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个人为什么他会自满自足呢？
Dear friends, why somebody will become arrogant?
因为他没有忘记背后。
Because he did not forget what is in the past.
常常说想当年我是怎么样爱主，怎么样追求。
Sometimes you say, well, look back the years, how I'm fervently working for the Lord.
一个人只要常常想当年，会自高自大。
And if you think the past, sometimes you become arrogant.
另外一种人常常想当年认为过去以前那么败坏，现在一样也那么败坏，没有希望。
And some the other type, you think in the past you are so corruptive, and now you are hopeless.
所以说他看到以前的失败跟软弱，就会灰心丧志。
You see the failure in the past.You lost your faith.
认为江山易改，本性难移。
You thought it's so difficult to change your nature.
认为牛迁到江西也还是牛。
Even a cow, you move it to other country, it's still a cow.
所以说，一个人想当年，不管想到好的，想到坏的，都会让自己丧失的志气。
No matter what you have think on the back, you will make yourself disappointed.
在台湾有一个人当过部长的。
Once there's a minister in Taiwan,
他到教会去聚会，跟太太一起聚会，他聚会四五年了，一直没有真正的决志。
He'd been going to church for four or five years, but he never committed himself to the Lord.
太太说：“你既然想要信主的，你就决志嘛，为什么一直都不决志呢？”
And the wife said, "Since you want to believe in the Lord, why not you just accept the Lord as your personal savior?"
他说：“像我这种有身份地位的人不能随便决志，要到格里汉来台湾布道的时候，我在台前的比较好一点，比较适合一点。”
As a status person like me, I shouldn't accept the Lord that easily. I should wait until Billy Graham comes to Taiwan. That's the right occasion for me to accept the Lord.
但保罗并没有这样，他把过去的完全忘掉。
But Paul did not do that. He forget what is before him.
好的，他不再去沉醉，他不再去惦念。
And the good thing, he would not indulge in it.
坏的呢，他也不自爱自叹，说以前怎么做那么多坏事情。
And he would not regret for what is in the past for the failures.
就像一个正在快跑的选手一样，背后的过去的全部都要忘掉。
Like the racing candidate, he had to forget whatever happened in the past.
弟兄姊妹，我们服事主也应该有这种态度。
Brother, sister, we have the same attitude when we serving the Lord.
忘记过去你怎么样服事或怎么样失败软弱，要完全忘掉，一心快跑来跟前。
And whatever happened in the past, your success or your failure, you have forget everything. You are single-minded to follow Christ.
很多神重用的仆人在晚年的时候，然后一直神一直重用，不断的长进，就是因为他有这种态度。
And a lot of good servants of the Lord. When they are very old, they are still used by the Lord because they have the same attitude.
有一个我很敬爱的长辈，他讲到非常的有能力。
one brother I respect him very much, that he is so powerful when he preached.
他讲到非常的能感动人，常常让人家流泪。
That he preached can touch people, can make people shed tears.
所以有人跟我说过，他一生最喜欢听的这位长辈的讲道。
Somebody told me that he liked in his whole life the best is to listen this person preach.
有一次我就跟这长辈说，我说长老啊，有人说他一生啊，受你，我说很多人说一生得到你的造就最大最大。
I said, Elder, a lot of people said they benefited their whole life from your preaching. You are the best one in their life.
但常常我这样讲，我发觉这个长老完全没有反应，好像没有听到一样。
And I found that this elder did not have any response. It's as if he never heard of it.
好几次我以为说他没有听清楚，年纪大了，可能耳朵没有听清楚。
Every time I thought he was too old, that he cannot hear too well. I thought he didn't hear it.
所以我声音再大一点的时候，他也没有反应。
But even I come out with a louder voice.He has no response.
至少应该有个表示才对，可是一直没有反应。
But he didn't. I thought he should have some response, but no, he didn't.
我发觉别人跟他讲话的时候，他也是这种态度。
I heard that everybody tell him the same thing, that he got the same response.
有一天我终于能够了解了。
One day I can understand.
他并不是听不清楚。
He's not. He did not. He did. That doesn't mean that he didn't listen to it.
他是在别人夸奖他的时候，他心里一定说：“主啊，不要让我遇见试探，救我脱离凶恶。”
But while I think when somebody praised him, he said, God, please don't lead me into temptation. Save me from evil.
因为他怕他容易自高，因为他知道他自己的软弱。
Because he's afraid that he will become arrogant and he knows his weakness.
所以神仍然重用他。
So that's the reason God still used him.
弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上许多人都听过我的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, a lot of people last night hear about my testimony.
我本来是个无药可救的人。
I'm a hopeless person.
然后送到监狱里去，在那边无所不为。
I sent to jail and I do all the evil things.
当我在台北看守所的时候，有人传福音给我。
When I was in retention or in Taipei, somebody preached the gospel to me.
然后当他写了250封信以后，我生命开始改变过来，我接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
When this person wrote his 250th letter to me, I changed my life and I accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
然后我在看守所再继续待两年的时候，我的官司有一天改判无罪。
And after 2 years in the retentionary,they sentenced me become innocent person.
然后过了几个月之后，我重获自由。
And after a couple of months, I was set free.
我在里面坐牢的时候，我跟神说：“主啊，如果你救我脱离罪恶的捆绑，我一生要服侍你，为你传福音做见证。”
I prayed to the Lord, say, Lord, if you set me free, I'll give the rest of my life to you. I'll preach for you. I'll give you testimony.
但是我出来以后忘了，所以神击打我，借着我做生意失败，让我回到主的面前。
But I forget my promise, and through the failure of business, God had bring me back in front of Him.
后来神再接一个长辈，他办了一所神学训练的地方，呼召。
And then through elder that his disciple training center that God had called me.
所以神那时候回去日以继夜禁食祷告的时候，神借着加拉太书对我说话。
And when I go back and fast pray day after night, that God speak to me through the book of Galatians.
他让我跟这个世界分别出来。
He want me to be separated from this world.
所以我那时候在日立公司上班。
I work in a specific company.
在我记得很清楚，在1971年的4月5号我辞职。
In the 1971 on April the 5th I resigned.
4月6号的时候我向吴勇长老报道。
And on the April the 6th I reported to Wu Yong, Elder Wu Yong.
他那时候他对我说我的圣经不熟，所以他每天要花两个时间带我读经祷告。
And he said I'm not too familiar with the Bible, so he spent 2 hours a day with me to pray and study the Bible.
所以第二天的时候我就找他报道。
So on the second day I report to him.
然后我们读经祷告两个钟头以后，他对我说
：“After 2 hours of Bible study, he told me。”
他说：“门徒训练中心啊，在永和，你们，你去过没有啊？”
The disciple training center in Yonghe. Did you went there before?
我说没有去过，所以他带我们这几位就一起去。
So I never go there before, so he brought us over.
然后他开着车子带着吴妈妈，另外我们后面有两位姊妹跟我们一起去。
So he brought with his wife and a couple of us. We go together.
然后那时候因为从南京东路要到永和要经过福和桥的一个桥的地方
because you have to go from Nanking East Road, you have to pass a bridge to go to 永和。
那时候绿灯亮的时候，吴长老本来要过去，但是一个年轻人想要闯红灯，所以差一点撞到。
And the time there's a green light and we are just about to pass, another just violated the traffic law and then almost hit us.
但是事实上并没有撞到，但是吓了一跳，吴长老紧急刹车，差一点点没有撞到。
And it's a very close call and it did not cause any accident.
正让年轻人要吴长老下来让他赔钱。
But the young man come down the car, ask elder would you said that ask him to compensate him with money.
吴长老说我没有撞到你，我跟你道歉了。他道歉不行，一定要下来。
He said, no, you cannot apologize. You can have to come down and compensate me with money.
他说他把他吓细胞吓死了很多。
He had scared him to death to some of the cells.
那时候我实在是忍耐不住了。
I cannot stand it.
那时候他们不肯我下车，因为我怕我冲动，所以吴长老下车。
They don't want me to go out of the car, so Elder Wu get out of the car because he's afraid I'm be very rushed.
但是那个因为很凶恶，所以那个我那人呢，他怕吴长老被人家欺负，所以叫我下去看一看。
My wife afraid that Elder Wu been take advantage of, so my wife asked me to go down and take a look.
但我下去没有看一个，我抓起来就往地上摔，就开始打起来了。
I didn't look at all, so I come and pull that guy and show him, throw him down the floor and kick him.
然后我摔在地上，用脚去踹他。
And I kick him on my feet.
他血整个喷出来。
And he bleed on his face.
然后他冲到旁边一个摩托车店，他冲到摩托车店去。
He rushed to a store, a motorcycle store.
拿着那个铁尖尖的那个八路踢就往我身上戳。
Put a big instrument and want to hit me.
那时候我已经失去理智了，我把他抓起来往身上猛捶。
And I lost my conscience, so I grabbed hold of him and then kick him.
那脸上全身都是伤。这时候吴永长老把我抱住说：“待会不要打，不要打。
”And this elder Wu just holds me and said, "Don't fight, don't fight."
那时候我才理智才清楚，我说：“啊，完了，怎么会这样呢？”
I said, "Well, what happened? What happened?" Then I come back to conscience.
那时候才十点多，早上十点多，路上已经围了几十个人，将近上百人围在旁边看热闹。
It's only 10 a.m. in the morning. There's hundreds of people. The crowd is just beside us. I want to take a look.
那时候我紧张的时候，因为我昨天刚刚领完薪水，我钱钞票一拿出来，一大把就是说对不起，就说要给他。
And I would just get my salary on the previous day, so I say, I'm sorry, and I take all the money I want to give him.
那个人因为都是血，他看不到，可是旁边的人在激起那个公愤的，所以很多人就骂我说。
And but he cannot see the money, but the other people on the crowd say they know what's happening, so they scold on me.
他说你告他，我们作证，因为你有钱的公子哥儿，撞了车，那个不跟人家道歉，居然还打人，打了人想用钱来解决啊。
To sue him. You guys have money and you thought you can solve the problem with money.
他们以为我是吴长老的，因为吴长老有人借了他一部很漂亮的车子，他以为我是吴长老的儿子，也以为我们撞了他，别人根本不知道。
And they thought somebody lent a beautiful car to Elder Wu and they thought I'm his son.
所以说，那我那时候只有一条路，我想我才出来几个月，这下不又回去了吗？我就跟吴长老说对不起，我要先溜走，我先走，我就给他溜掉了。
And I just came out from prison a couple of months, and I told I don't want to call again. So I told the elder who said, "Bye."
那时候吴长老没办法，反正我溜了以后，吴长老被抓到警察局去了。
And after that, the policeman come and take Elder Wu to the police station.
然后他就撞到警察，对方就缝了几十针，然后硬要告吴长老。
And they have stitches, couple of stitches, and then they want to sue the elder Wu.
因为吴长老他不肯把我交出来，他们认为是吴长老手持的。
And the elder Wu did not want to release my name, so they thought the elder Wu knows everything.
当时我坐计程车离开之后，我随便找了一个空地，我就在那边怎么办
？And I get on a taxi and go to a open ground. I was standing there thinking, what should I do?
我是想我怎么会这样子？我昨天才辞职，今天要奉献当传道。
I said, yesterday I resigned my job, and today I want to dedicate myself to be a preacher.
我说吴永章怎么敢用我？怎么可能呢？
How come Elder Wu Yong, how dare he use me?
我想完蛋了，我一定要另外去找工作了。
I said, well, that's it. I have to find another job.
我非常的后悔，可是后悔无济于事。
I regret, but there's no use.
我想他绝对不敢再要我了。
I know that he will never use me again.
可是我晚上我认罪悔改。
But that evening, I confess my sin. I regret.
第二天早上我找吴长老报道的时候，但吴长老没有骂我。
The second morning, I come back to Elder Wu's place. He didn't scold me.
他只跟我说代号，以后我没有叫你做的事，你不要做，不要这么冲动。
He said, David, next time if I didn't tell you to do anything, don't do it.
然后后来七月份的时候，我门头训练中心考试，我录取了。
And on the month of July, I was, I take the opportunity to take the exam, and they take me into the school.
然后九月份的时候，我就进入门头训练中心，开始成为神学生。
And in the month of September, I enrolled in the theological school as a student.
我是在林森南路礼拜堂受洗的。
I was baptized in Linson South Road.
所以说，我神学生就应该要回到林森南路去实习。
Then I go back to my own church to practice.
但是林森南路不愿意接纳我。
But that church would not accept me.
他们认为吴永长老在玩火。
They feel that Elder Wu Yong is playing a risky business.
他说李大这人迟早要出事，你把包一团火在身上，你会倒霉。
He said this brother got to have some problem eventually. You areRisk your life.
所以他们不肯接纳我。
So they don't accept me.
可是吴长老另外替我找了一个地方在会幕堂实习。
And then afterwards, Elder Wu find another church that I can serve there.
那时候我心里常常很非常的痛苦。
At that time, my heart is a lot of miseries.
可是咎由自取是我自己造成的，我能怪谁呀？
But that I cannot find fault only on myself. I cannot blame anybody else.
但感谢神界的一些长辈们的爱心，我在主的面前再一次坚定我服侍的态度。
But through the love of elderly brothers and sisters, that once again God strengthened my attitude to serve Him.
我没有因为过去那样败坏，认为自己没有药可救，甚至奉献当传道第一天都这样做，我没有这样认为自己就气馁了，就不走传道这一行了。
I didn't feel discouraged, even though the very first day I dedicated myself that such a thing happened, I did not discourage at all.
我每天认罪悔改，每天让自己魔性确实在主的面前慢慢的走。
I gradually walk day by day in front of God. I confess myself and pray to the Lord.
经过一年在会幕堂的实习之后，林圣的拦路要把我抢着要回来。
After a year serving the Lord in that church, my old church want to get hold of me and ask me to go back.
甚至但是会幕堂不肯放人，我们教会的长老郑家行长老特别跑到那边跟他理论了好几天，非要把我要回来。
And the church come to the elder come to argue with each other, want to get hold of me.
那时候吴长老非常的高兴，因为他所看的人没有错。
And that time, Elder Wu was pretty pleased because he have a good vision anyway.
从那时候到现在已经四年了。没有再犯过错。
And for that 4 years, I never commit any mistake anymore.
我不敢说我一定走得很好，但是神带领我的一生。
I cannot say I'm walking well, but I know that God is leading me.
我会一步一个脚印，稳定踏实地走上前面的道路。
Step by step, I stretching out firmly.
所以一个赛跑的选手应该要忘记背后，要努力面前。
So a racer should forget what is in the past and strive for ahead.
那我想第二点，选手的方向应该是什么呢？
And second thing, what is the direction of this person?
第三章第十四节这样说。
And in the verse 14, it tells us,
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
It press onward to the goal.
所以说方向应该是向着标杆。
It's towards the goal.
一个选手在场上赛跑的时候，他不但要忘记背后，努力面前，还要对准方向。
And not only he should forget the past and strive for the forward, also he have to fix his direction.
否则的话，跑得再快，一点用都没有。
If the wrong direction, even you are faster, is useless.
我想到我初中的时候，我在上生物课的时候，我在看到显微镜下的东西。
I remember when I was in junior high and in the microscope, I see in the thing.
那在显微镜里面有一种虫叫做变形虫。
In the microscope, there's amoeba in the microscope.
这变形虫啊，它在水里面一滴小水里面，它到处走来走去。
Now in this dissolvent that he's running around.
但是呢，他本来想这里有一个出口，但是他不走，怎么样走？一再的在这个地方走，走一百次、一千次都在走，这是尝试错误。
And then they tried, even there's an outlet there. He didn't try the outlet. He tried the other way thousands of times.
那时候想，天下怎么有这么笨的变形虫啊？
I thought there's the most stupid thing in the world, such an amoeba, is really stupid.
我长大以后发觉，不是他笨，人也一样笨。
And after that, I found not only he is stupid, the human being also stupid.
人今天历史学家也好，专家也好，研究历史最大的发现是什么呢？
What is the most impressive findings in the history?
发现人类研究历史最大的发现是人类最会忘记历史。
That historians find that the men are easy to forget about history.
从来不从历史中学习教训。
Never learn from the history.
我们从中国的整个朝代来看也好。
From all the generation in Chinese history.
从我们即使从唐尧虞舜开始到今天的中华民国历史的过程，我们来看。
From the dynasty of Tang and then to the today in China, you look at the history.
人类所犯的错误是一样的。
That all the mistakes have been committed is all the same.
像皇帝的江山，他的江山倒了之后，大都是什么原因呢？
What is the reason that the emperor lost his empire?
不是是宠妃嫔啊，就是宠外戚、宠宦官这些等等的，这样把江山整个弄掉的。
Whether they have because of the wife or because of the bad followers of him, then they lost their empire.
难道这些皇帝的时候，他没有读过历史，他不知道以前王朝是怎么亡的吗？
Do you think those emperors, they never read the history, they don't know what's the reason for previous empire dynasty to lose their empire?
当然他知道，但是他一再的在重蹈覆辙。
But of course he knows, but he commit the very same thing.
今天这个世代的人类也是这样。
And the same thing in this generation, we all the same.
他们不知道你攻击我，我攻击你，将来一起要毁灭，不知道吗？
Don't you think that they know that if I attack you and you attack me, that we will all die together?
但是一再的尝试错误，这是历史的教训。
But yet we all give on the same trials and we got the wrong error and failures all over again.
所以从那个变形虫的例子，让我体会到奔跑的时候向着标杆奔跑的重要。
So from the story of Meba, I know that to press towards the direction is so very important.
哥林多前书第九章第二十六节这样告诉我们说。
In the 2 Corinthians 9:26, it tells us.
保罗说，所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
So I'm running like, not like a person without direction, and I'm fighting, it's not fighting on the air.
过去我在军校的时候参加过拳击的大专比赛，大专 全省的运动会，我学过跆拳，学过拳击，拳击的教练教导我们。
And when I was learning and the boxing in the school, and the coach tells us,
他说拳击你出拳的时候不但要快要狠。
And when you areBoxing, not only you have to fast, but and also you have to be violent.
最重要的要准。
But the most important thing, you must to the point.
否则打了半天，你打不到对方的要害，没有用。
If you cannot beat on right on the target, it's useless.
这就是斗拳在打空气。
That means you are beating on the air.
保罗非常的清楚知道他的努力不是盲无目的的。
And Paul knows that his fervent, his work is not without aimless.
一个赛跑的选手眼睛要看着目标。
And the racer should look at the target.
他要不左顾右盼才能跑得快。
They cannot look around.
今天世界上有很多的人活着不知道是为了什么。
And today in the whole society, people doesn't know what he's living for.
很多人什么东西都有了，找不到人生的方向。
He have everything, but he lost the direction.
就最后结束自己的生命。
Then they have to conclude their life themselves.
美国的诺贝尔文学奖得主海明威就是这样。
The award of Nobel Prize Hemingway is this case.
他找不到生命的方向，最后用猎枪结束自己的生命。
That he lost his direction, he had to shoot himself dead.
亚洲的一个诺贝尔文学奖得主叫川端康成的，他也是这样自杀。
There's another Nobel holder in Asia, he also commit suicide.
这个照理说来，作家一生最高的荣誉就是得诺贝尔文学奖，但什么都有的时候，他就结束自己生命。
But for literature people, that a writer that he's biggest honor is gain this Nobel Prize.
为什么呢？因为他没有方向。
But after he got it, he lost the direction.
今天很多人都知道名利是空的，但是因为没有向着标杆，所以说结束自己的方向。
Today everybody know the fame and wealth is empty. That they lost their direction, they have to conclude their life.
我来美国已经一个多月了。
I come to States about a month or so.
我在台湾那一个月当中。
When I stay in Taiwan for the past month.
台湾。大学有一个化工系三年级的学生叫黄中天的。
There's a Mr. Huang in Taiwan University Chemical Engineering.
我想他父亲取名他叫中天，一定希望他将来如日中天。
And the parent give him name like the sun in the noon, like it's going to make a big business in the future.
报纸上说他从小到大都是第一名。
And the newspaper said from the very first grade until he's in college, he ranked the very first in class.
他父亲是大学教授，他也有一个很要好的女朋友。
His father is a college professor and he have a very good girlfriend.
照人来看，他有一个很美好的。明天
From a human's point of view, he have a bright tomorrow.
但是他最后留下了一封遗书。
Yet he left the final words.
他说他对不起他爸爸、他妈妈，对不起他女朋友。
He was sorry to parents, he was sorry to the girlfriend.
他说他是非常理智的选择走这一条路。
He said very logically, he choose this word, the path.
他说请原谅我，我觉得人生走得非常非常的苦，走到末了了。
He said, please forgive me. I've been walking my life way so painfully. Now I'm at the end.
然后最后用把非常利的尖刀从这里割到这里，整个要割断。
And he used a very sharp knife to cut his wrist.
但他怕他这样死不了，所以他跑到七楼，从七楼跳楼自杀。
But he thought he this way cannot conclude his life, so he walked up to the seventh floor and jumped down from the floor.
当有人按他家门铃的时候，问他爸爸说：“你是不是你家儿子在跳楼自杀？”他爸爸还不知道。
And somebody pressed the doorbell, asked his daddy's father said.Do you know that your son has jumped down from the floor coming suicide?
父亲像疯子一样的冲到他儿子房间，找不到人，留他一封遗书，哭着下来。
And the father running to his son's room and saw these final words, and he. After a week after he died, there's another university. There's a student there.
在校园里面，当着人的面前，然后浇汽油，当场自杀，
and then
把自己烧死。
He poured the gasoline on his body, and then he put a fire and burned himself, died.
这事还没有结束，过了一个礼拜以后，华夏工专的学生又一个跳楼自杀。
Yet after another week, there's another student in a technical college, he jumped down the floor and committed suicide again.
还没有结束，我到美国那是一个月期间，我到美国来第二天，又有一个文化大学的学生跳文化大楼自杀。
一
个月之内这样。
The second day after I came to the United States, there's another student at Culture University in Taiwan, he jumped down from the building and committed suicide again. It all happened in a month.
上个礼拜我在达拉斯的时候，那不必讲，因为最近正在大学联考完毕之后，那十几个人也跳楼自杀。
And this season is the college entrance exam season, so you know that in Taiwan a lot of young people commit suicide.
坦白说，我发觉有一项事实，因为经过我看那么久，我发觉有一项事实。
Speak honestly, I feel that there's one fact that I found.
坏人坏蛋呢，非常不会自杀。
The bad person, they seldom commit suicide.
自杀大都是好人，大都是非常好的人。
Those who commit suicide are usually a very good person, a very high achieved person.
为什么？因为坏蛋他会发泄，他知道发泄，他知道这报复，他知道。但是好人他不会这样。
Because those bad person, they know they can find an outlet for themselves, but the good person, they cannot.
自杀人常常是比较内向的。
The most people commit suicide were introvert.
他没有路走的时候，只有选择一条路，选择自杀，因为他人生他认为是想穿了，想透了。
Well, there's no way out. They will commit suicide. They thought they have think it through, and they thought they have think it over.
但是我听说美国要比台湾厉害的很多。
And I realized that United States, the rate of committing suicide is much higher than Taiwan.
听说很多美国的 ABC 的自杀率非常的高。
I understand that a lot of American-born Chinese they commit suicide.
为什么呢？因为人生没有方向，没有目标。
Why they do that? Because there's no direction in their life.
但我们基督徒应当知道选手的方向是什么，有向着标杆。
What is the direction of a Christian? You should press onto the goal.
人活着并不是单靠食物。
Men are just not just live by bread alone.
要靠神口里所出来的一切话。
But by the every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们基督徒的标杆就是主耶稣他自己。
Oh, the goal of the Christian is Jesus himself.
现在我要讲到选手他赛跑的一个方式是什么。
Now I'm going to talk about the style of the candidate.
他十四节说向着标杆直跑。
That means you directly running.
正在赛跑的选手，他不但要对准方向
，Not only you have to press to the goal，
而且要直跑
，and also you run directly。
我觉得这个直跑这两个字要比那个快跑要用得好。
I think the running directly is far better than running faster。
为什么呢？因为两点之间最短的距离就是直线。
Because in the shortest distance between two points is the straight line。
直跑的意思就是不弯弯曲曲的在绕远路。
That means the straightly running you are not running curves。
直接朝着目标来快跑来直奔的意思。
That means you run directly to the goal。
野马跑得很快，但是并不会比一个人有人在骑的人跑得快。
The wild horse running fast, but there is not so fast than the person who can ride it.
因为野马乱跑，但有人带的话，他就直跑。
But if the wild horse they're running on the curve, but if a rider on the horse they can directly running.
基督徒的标杆是主耶稣他自己，因此我们定睛看着他。
So the goal of a Christian is Jesus himself, so we fix our eyes on him.
这样我们就不会把目标放在人的身上，不会去别理会别人的讥笑或什么。
So we cannot put our goal on a specific person, we can ignore everybody's laughter or his praise.
保罗在奔跑这条天路的时候受尽了侮辱。
And when Paul, he's running for this path, he had been despised.
就像哥林多后书第十一章二十三节到三十三节里面这样叙述。
Like in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said,
保罗说他多受劳苦，下监牢，受鞭挞，被石头打。
That he was stoned, he was put into jail, he was beaten.
他一昼一夜在深海里面，有江河盗贼，有假弟兄的危险。
That he was spent one day and night in the open sea, he was persecuted by the false brothers.
他实在是受尽了痛苦跟折磨。
He had been go through all the persecution.
但他全不在意这一些。
But he never put attention to those things.
因为他不是看人，他是看神他自己。
Because he's never looking to other people, he's fixed his eye on the Lord himself.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里常常也会有这种事情。
And brother, sister, today in the church, sometimes this kind of thing happened.
有人在教会里稍微热心一点，就会有人在后面风言风语。
And sometimes, if you're more fervently working for the Lord, somebody will laughing at you.
所以说，这人在社会上比较不受人重视嘛，在教会里面比较受人重视，所以他在教会里。
He said, "Well, this person he failed in the society, nobody noticed him, so he come back to the church, and hopefully somebody will notice him."
弟兄姊妹，不知道你们快跑服侍主的时候有。会不会有人替你在后面偶尔讲两句风言风语？会不会
？I don't know, brother, sister. If you work wholeheartedly for the Lord, did you hear somebody laughing and say this kind of thing to you?
在这个时候，你要怎么办
？At that situation, what are you going to do?
我听过人说，我根本吃力不讨好，我这为主，我是为了什么嘛
？I heard somebody said, "What I'm doing this for? I'm working hard for the Lord. What is the reward?"
哦，做好别人不知道，就知道在后面讲闲话。
They don't know what I'm working for. They are talk the bad thing on the back on me.
美国有一个教会啊，美国有一个华人教会。
There's a specific Chinese church in the United States.
有一个人曾经很热心服侍过，后来呢，他两年多没有来聚会。
There's a person he served the Lord in the church for 2 years, and then after 2 years he didn't come to church at all.
后来他们教会来一个牧师啊，新来的牧师以后就去探访那个人。
And then this pastor, a new pastor, coming and visit his old friend.
然后探访他就跟他谈了很久，终于问他为什么这么久不来聚会。
And then they chatting with each other, and finally they get to the point. They ask him why you didn't come to church for such a long time.
我这是为了什么嘛？我这做什么？他讲他做，可是人家背后是那冷言冷语在讲他。
And then he finally said, I work hard for the Lord. What's that for? Because brother and sister they talk the bad things on my back.
所以最后他下定决心说，只要有一天那个人还在那个教会，他就不去教会。
Then he make up his mind that as long as this person still stay in the church. I don't want to go to that church.
最后那个传道人忍不住就回答他这样说。
And then this pastor cannot help but tell him.
说你也是太不争气了。他怎么一冷你就感冒？
He said, you are really make me disappointed. When people turn cold on you, you catch the cold.
这样不是看神，是看人。
That you are fixing your eyes on a person, not on the Lord.
如果我们今天奔跑天路的时候，我们如果是看人的话，我们就跑不下去。
If you are racing in this heavenly path, if you look at person, you cannot running towards anymore.
但如果我们懂得主的心，我们摸着主的心，我们奔跑的时候，别人再怎么讲，完全没有影响。
But if you can comprehend the heart of God, then you can care, you can carelessly walk on this way. You don't care what other people say.
这样，如果这样走的话，你根本走不完这条路。
If you have the old attitude, you can never finish your racing.
第四个选手的目的是什么呢？
And finally, what is the purpose of the candidate?
第三章第十四节这样告诉我们说。
In the chapter 3, verse 14, it tells us.
他说要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
You want to win the prize that which God has called us in heavenly world.
是要得着奖赏。
Want to win the prize.
保罗奔跑的目的是要得神在基督耶稣里来给他的奖赏。
Well, the reason Paul is racing because he wants to win the prize that God called him.
或许有人会以为说奔跑的动机是为了得奖赏，好像不是很高尚。
Well, the motivation just want to win the prize is not really the motivation not very high.
但是我们必须要知道，这奖赏是神要我们得的。
But you have to realize that this prize is God want us to obtain.
就好像父亲啊，他希望他的孩子听话考试好成绩以后，父亲乐意把奖赏给他。
Just like a father want the son to work hard and study hard, and once he success, father willing to reward him.
是父亲乐意给，不是孩子想要的。
Is the father willing to give, not the son he asked for.
今天是父亲，我们的天父非常愿意给我们，我们应当走这条路。
Today our heavenly father is so willing to give us the prize when we want to walk this heavenly way.
如果我们想得的奖赏是从天上的奖赏之后，我们就会轻看世界上的一切荣辱。
And once we look forward to this heavenly prize, we can look down those worldly things.
因为天父他是丰富的主，他乐意把一切最好最美的要赏赐给我们。
Because this heavenly God is abundant God, he's willing to give us the best.
主耶稣告诉我们是当积财宝在天上。
And Jesus and the Lord told us that we should save our treasures in heaven.
如果你想到积财宝在天上的，地上的你就会看清，你就不会去重视了。
When you save your treasure in heaven, you despise anything on the world.
我们也知道，因着积财宝天上，我们知道将来有一天要面对主，要面对审判台前。
And once you know that you save your treasure in the heaven, that one day you want to face this God of judgment.
那我们也知道，定睛在主的身上，我们知道主的心意是什么。
And once you fix your eyes on the Lord, you know His heart.
他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
He wants everyone to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to lose lost.
那时候我从监狱里出来的时候，我开始不太愿意到教会去。
And when I just set free from the jail, I'm not so willing to go to the church.
后来主的恩典一步一步带我到主的面前，我奉献当传道以后，在神学院念书。
And then God's grace goes step by step, and then I dedicate myself. I go to theological school.
我也知道神的心意，我知道信主得永生，不信主的要灭亡。
I know God's heart. I know that those believing Christ would have eternal life, and those who don't will have eternal death.
那时候我全家没有人信主，只有我一个。
And the whole family, I'm the only one that come to the Lord.
有时候我跟我父亲在讲耶稣的时候，爸爸说：“你信你的耶稣，我信我的三民主义。”
And when my father said, "You believe your Jesus Christ, and I believe my three
principles of the people."
Three principles of the people.
那时候我说：“哇，三民主义是国父写的，那国父他也是很爱主的基督徒啊。”
I told him, I said, the three principles of the people is written by Dr. Sun Yat-sen, and he is a Christian too.
那我父亲说他是他，我是我，他就不听。
And my father said, he is he and I am me.
我到神学院以后常常祷告，就仿佛看到地狱火在熊熊燃烧。
When I was studying in a theological school, I see the hellish fire keep on burning.
我常常那种感觉好像地狱火这样先烧我家的人都在地狱的火里面这样燃烧。
I feel that my whole family was fell in hell.
我想我怎么办呢？我能够传福音给别人，可我家里没有人信主，怎么办呢？
I feel that I can preach gospel to other people. I cannot preach gospel to even my whole family.
所以常常祷告的时候，圣灵就不放过我，一定要我向家人传福音。
And the Holy Spirit just keep on pushing me and ask me to preach the gospel to my family.
可是我家人每一个都那么硬，这么样心硬，就是不肯接受。
But all my family are so hard in their heart. They refuse to accept.
于是我祷告了，实在受不了了，所以那天回去的时候，我就跟我准备跟我父亲传福音。
And one time I really cannot help it that when I go home, I'm ready to preach gospel to my father.
那个下午只有我跟我父亲两个人在吃饭。
And that afternoon only myself and my father we sit down and eat together.
我心里想说，这一次我一定要把福音传给他，我就鼓起勇气。
I thought this time I want to do it, so I take my courage.
我吃到一半的时候，开始我跟我父亲谈耶稣。
And after in the process of the meal in the between.I tell him about Jesus.
那时候我父亲脸色好像不是很好，可是我不管他，我一直在传。
My father's face is not turning too well, but I just keep on preaching.
最后传到一半，我发现我父亲站起来走到厨房里去。
And in the middle of that, my father stand up. He walked to the kitchen.
两三分钟都没有从厨房回来这个餐厅。
In about two or three minutes, he come back from kitchen.
我说奇怪，电锅在这里，汤也在这里，他跑到厨房去干什么
？I said strange that the pot is here for rice and the soup is here. Why he walked the kitchen for?
后来我胆子大一点，我就头探出来，到看我父亲在厨房到底干什么。
And then I stretch my head and see what he's doing in the kitchen anyway.
他居然在厨房里站到吃饭，他不理我，他就背对着我叫吃饭，就不听你讲了。
He just walk in the kitchen, he stand there and eat standing in the kitchen. He just don't want to listen to me. That's it.
那时候
walk to the kitchen and eat there.
那我非常的痛苦，说怎么办呢？父子的感情怎么闹到这种地步呢？连讲话都不跟我讲了。
I was so sorry at that time. I feel why my father and so treat me like that.
我弟弟也好不了哪里去。
And my brother is even worse.
我弟弟那时候在空军，他是飞行员，在空军，在花莲，两三个月才能回台北一次。
And my brother is a military pilot that he only come back home every two or three months.
难得有机会见面，于是他放假了，所以我跟他说，弟弟，今天我们可以好好聊一聊，咱们哥俩可以好好聊一聊了。
One time he have a day off, so I told him, I said, wow, today we can have a good chat with each other.
我弟弟说，是啊，说今天我们好好聊聊啊，但是哥哥今天什么都可以聊，就是不要谈耶稣。
And my brother said, oh yeah, we can chat with anything, but nothing else. Don't talk anything about Jesus.
我说弟弟啊，我什么都不想谈，就想谈耶稣啊。
I said, brother, I don't want to talk anything else except Jesus. That's what I want to talk about.
他说那我们之间无话可谈。
Then he said, well, there's nothing to talk between us anymore.
我们之间也感情恶劣到这种地步。
And our relationship between each other has become so very bad.
只要不谈耶稣什么都好，这么感情那么好，一谈耶稣怎么这父子感情兄弟感情都这么差了。
And we can talk anything but we cannot talk about Jesus Christ. If we talk about Jesus Christ, the father, son and brother and relationship become so very bad.
可是我祷告的时候圣灵就不放我过去，我就看到地狱的火在熊熊的燃烧，要烧我家里的人，我实在受不了了。
When I pray, I see that the fire in the hell want to burn my family member. I cannot stand it.
有一个礼拜五的时候，我受不了到一种地步，我想怎么不再过不去，没有办法，我明天拼死命也要传福音。
One Friday, I was so burned in my heart to an extreme. I promised that tomorrow, even I die, I want to preach the gospel.
那时候我们因为在门徒训练中心念书，在住校，一个礼拜只有礼拜六晚上才能回家。
Because I was living on board in the school, so only Saturday night I can take a day off to go home.
那时候礼拜六晚上的时候，那天我回家，我回到家里去。
Saturday night, I went home.
我父亲正在看电视，看了我就说，哦，你回来了。我说我回来了。
Father was watching a TV, so he said, oh, you coming back? I said, yes, I do.
就这样，他的眼睛继续看他的电视，刚好是黄金时间，楚留香的时间。
And the golden time in the TV, and the best program that he loved the most.
那时候正在打得非常精彩，这人在飞来飞去的时候。
And the program is that he loved the most is playing on the TV.
我想今天这样怎么传呢？他在看电视，我怎么传呢
？Well, I said, how can I preach to him now this way? He's watching the TV.
那我就开始跟他讲话。我父亲发觉他眼睛都看着电视，一面跟我应付，一面眼睛在看电视。
And then I start talking to him. His eyes never leave the TV set, and he is talking to me without a mind.
我只讲一些风花雪月，我还是没有谈到正题。我发现这样不是办法。
We talk, we start beating about the bush, and I feel that there's nothing I can do about it.
后来我想原谅自己，说，哎呀，算了，下一次还有机会嘛，下一次。
Then I said, well, maybe next time I can have another chance.
可是眼前仿佛有一幅景象，地狱的火在燃烧。
But in front of me, it seems I see the fire burning him.
那烧到一种我受不了的地步，我只有祷告求主圣灵与我同在。
So I pray in my heart, I say, pray to the Lord, the Spirit with me.
那时候我鼓起最大的勇气，然后我就过去把电视关起来。
I take the best, deepest courage. I go out and turn off the TV.
我父亲看了吓一跳，说：“你干什么
？”Father said, "What are you doing?"
我说：“爸爸，我有非常非常重要的事要跟您说。
”I have a very, very important thing I want to tell you.
他说：“你有什么重要事？你一面开一面讲，不是一样吗？现在是什么时间？这么重要的时间
？”He said, "Whatever the important, you can talk me while the display the TV. There's nothing more important than that."
我说：“那个没有什么重要，我要今天一个非常非常重要的事要向您说。
”I tell him that the program is secondary. I have more important thing I want to tell you.
他看我讲的那么慎重，他就有点吓一跳。他到底什么事？你说好了。
When he see I'm so serious, he was shocked. He said, "What you want to say about?"
我就哭着对我爸爸说：“爸爸，我说我爱你。
”I have tears in my eyes. I told him, Daddy, I love you.
我说爸，您不要觉得我很肉麻，我爱你。我希望我们将来那父子可以永远可以在一起。
Don't feel awkward. I love you because I hope that we can stay together eternally.
可是我原谅我这样说，棺材里面不是装老人，是装死人，没有人知道他哪一天离开这个世界。
Please forgive me, Daddy. I told you that in the coffin is not constraining the old person, it's constraining the dead person.
可是我知道信主得永生，不信主得不着永生。爸，我希望我们将来永远永远能够在一起，多美多好啊。
And we don't know when we are going to die. And when we die, I hope in heaven we can together. How beautiful it is.
可是说爸，如果您不信主的话，我们将来永远要分开，在那地狱的硫磺火湖里面，我受不了家人这样跟我分开。
I told him that if you don't believe Christ, then you will be separated. You will be die in hell, and I'll be separated from you.
我说我不能强迫您信耶稣。不过耶稣如果是真神的话，你要向他做朋友，他会向你启示他是活生生的神。
I said I cannot force you to believe in Jesus, but if you're willing to accept this true God, He will reveal Himself to let you know that He's the real God.
那时候我很激动又很惶恐，所以我讲话都语无伦次。
At that time, I was so excited and I really lost the logical sense of what am I talking about.
因为我长久跟我父亲离开坐牢，所以我跟我父亲很难表达父子的感情。可是那时候我讲的结结巴巴，我说我爱他。
And I've been in a jail for such a long time. I haven't talked with my dad for such a long time. The only thing I can say is I love him.
我父亲那时候被感动了。
And my father's heart was touched.
他那时候刚刚退休。
At that time he just retired.
他说信不信另外一回事的，我先试试看，我去参加去听道看看。
He said, "Well, I believe or not, that's something else. But let me go to church and just listen to it."
他那时候本来对传道人对印象非常的坏。
At that time, originally he was have a very bad impression on the preachers.
他那时候很气我，为什么说那个好好的工程师，好好的事情不做，你当传道？那时候你知不知道什么叫传道人？
And at that time he was pretty mad at me. He said, "You give up your professional as an engineer, you go to a preacher. Do you know what is a preacher is?"
他传道人就是怎么样讲到把对方口袋的钞票讲到自己口袋，你知不知道这叫传道人？
A preacher is somebody that who preaches so that their money in their pocket can come to their pocket. You know, this is a preacher.
可是那时候我父亲被感动，他愿意去试试看。
But my father's heart was touched at that day, and he promised to try.
在第三次布道大会当中，他的决志悔改，现在他快跑来跟随主。
And the third time when he attended an evangelistic meeting, he came to the Lord. He accepted Jesus as personal savior. Now he's rushing towards the Lord.
像我的全家，我的父亲、母亲、姐姐、弟弟、妹妹，全部已经信主了。
My whole family, my father, my mother, my brother, my sister, they all become Christians.
虽然我没有智慧，可是神给我能力。
Though I don't have wisdom, but God gave me strength.
没有别的，因为我知道神主耶稣，我们有一天要面对着他。
Because nothing else, I know just one thing that one day we have to face Him.
选手的目的要得到奖赏，有一天跟主面对的时候就知道了。
When we race, we want to obtain the reward. One day we'll see Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，人生在世，苦难居多。
Dear brothers and sisters, now you have more disasters, you have more troubles when we live on this earth.
生命就像昙花一现一样，出现稍时就消失的。
And life is nothing but a transient appearance of the flower; it gone right away.
在时间里面，在时间的时空里面，像一声叹息一样。
In the time and the space domain, it's just like a fast sight.
据专家估计说，自杀的人啊。大都是有钱人，因为穷人没有时间自杀。
And the expert said the people commit suicide. Most of them are rich person because the poor person they don't have the time to commit suicide.
金钱可以买到情欲，但买不到爱情。
Money can buy desire, but they cannot buy love.
金钱可以买得到保险，但买不到幸福。
With money you can buy insurance, but you cannot buy happiness.
金钱可以买到安眠药，但不能叫你得到真正的安眠。
But the money can buy sleeping pill, but cannot give you rest.
金钱可以买到酒肉的朋友，可以有一群人跟你在一起，但你买不到真正的知己。
And money can have friends to spend the money with you, yet you don't have the real friends.
台湾有长寿烟，金钱可以买到长寿烟，得不到长寿。
The money can buy a long life cigarette, but you cannot buy you long life.
约翰福音第十四章第二节，主对我们说。
In the John chapter 14 verse 2, that Jesus told us.
他在我父的家里有许多的住处，我去是为你们预备地方。
And in my father's mansion there are a lot of living places. I go and prepare room for you.
希伯来书十一章又告诉我们说。
And Hebrew 11 it also tells us.
我们人在世不过是客旅，是寄居的。
We live on this world. We are alien. We are passing by. We are strangers.
其实旅馆跟我们家里是一样的。
As a matter of fact, in the hotel is the same as your house.
因为一个是住的短一点，一个是长一点而已。
One is shorter, another is a little bit longer.
从来没有人敢说他的房子他要永久居住，他怎么居住呢？
Nobody can claim that I want to live in this house forever.
有所谓的 PR 永久居留是真正的永久居留吗？
As a permanent residence, are you living here permanently?
棺材里装的是老人，没有人知道他哪一个装的是死人，不是老人。
And the people sit in the coffin. He's a dead man. He's not necessarily old.
我一个朋友四十岁一个年轻人，突然一个晚上跟我讲话十分钟以后离开这个世界。
A friend of mine, he's 40-year-old. That after 10 minutes he talked to me, he died.
人生在世，哪里是我们真正可以安身的地方
？Where is the place we can have rest in this world?
哪里是我们可以永久居留的地方
？Where is the place we can rest forever?
主说在我父的家里为你们预备了许多的住处
Lord Jesus said in my father's house I have prepared room for you
他给我们预备一个更美的家乡就是在天上的
He has prepared a beautiful country a beautiful home for us which is in heaven
神跟我们说在那个地方到时候我们再也没有眼泪没有哭泣没有疼痛没有悲哀
Jesus told us there in heaven there's no crying there's no sorrow there's no pain there's no sorrow
然后过去的事都已经过去了
whatever in the past has passed
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在世上生命真的很短暂。
The brother sister life is so transient.
如果我们眼睛真的那么短视，只抓到可以求到的话，我们会非常的痛苦。马上要面对的时候，我们怎么面对将来呢
？And if we are so short-sighted, and we get hold of what we want, someday how can we face this Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，自从我们接受主耶稣做我们救主之后，我们已经奔上了这一条天路。
The brother sister, once you become a Christian, you are on this heavenly path.
我们都是天国赛跑的选手。
We are all racing in this heavenly path.
我们要怎么样来跑这条天路呢
？How do you run it？
我们不要以为已经得着了太多。
We don't take the attitude. We take the attitude that we are not taking hold of it.
我们不要以为说我们稳定已经得救了。
We thought that we are going to win it anyway.
主耶稣他为我们钉死在十字架上。
Now Jesus Christ he crucified on the cross for us.
他的血洗净我们的罪。
His blood that washed away our sin.
我们接受他的时候不错，我们将来可以免去永远的刑罚。
Now one day we accept him, we can get away from the eternal punishment.
主耶稣复活的大能在我们身上的时候
Now resurrecting power when they abide in us
我们靠着他可以脱去今天今生的那些罪
Now through his strength Now we can get away from the sin of this generation
很多人只觉得将来反正稳定得永生但今天我们怎么样走这条天路呢
Now in the future we can have eternal life But today how can we walk this heavenly path
救恩是白白的是神完全我们预备的我们不能付上任何代价
The salvation is free Now God gave us
但是从救恩开始得着以后，走这条道路完全是人要摆上的时候。
But once you have the salvation, that's the time when we have to put our efforts.
我们不要以为自己已经稳定得着了。
Don't think we are taking hold of it already.
我们要忘记背后，努力面前。
Let's forget whatever in the past we strive into for ahead.
我们要面对这个标杆，用尽全力来跑。
We use our full strength. We striving for this goal.
当有一天我们面对主的时候，就是我们得赏或挨骂分享的时候了。
And one day when we face the Lord is the time when we share His glory we have rewarded.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样跑这条天路呢
？Dear brothers and sisters, how would we run this heavenly path?
还有多少我们的父母兄弟姐妹们，他们还在丧失当中啊
？How many brothers and sisters, our parents, our family members, they are still in loss?
我们的骨肉至亲，这些将来要到地狱的硫磺火湖里面啊
！Our dearest kinsmen, that they still lost.
就是不要以为这是神讲话跟我们开玩笑，没有开玩笑啊。
Please don't think that God is joking with us.
神没有半个字是假的。
This is not a joking matter at all.
他说要面对审判，就真正的要面对审判啊。
One day we have to face the judgment that is real.
不要说看不到，还早不早啊。
Don't think that it's still far away. The time is coming.
时候实在是不多的，照应许主就快要来了。
Through God's promise, He's coming back again.
哪个地方是我们真正可以安身的地方
Where is the place for peace?
美国吗
United States
苏俄一半的核子飞弹对着美国
The half of the nuclear weapon in Russia is targeted to United States
哪个地方就是在主那里
The only one place in the Lord
我们怎么样彼此勉励来跑这条天路
Only one place in the Lord that we can striving for
我们说我们爱我们的父母兄弟姐妹我们很爱他们
You say I love my parents I love my brothers and sisters
我们怎么爱他呢就是给他钱吗就是给他受教育而已吗
How do you love him? You give him money and make him educated?
只有一个是真正可靠的认识主耶稣
Only one thing dependable is knowing the Lord
得到永恒的生命
Have eternal life
在今生要脱去罪
This generation will get rid of sin.
到一种地步，想做的事做得到，不想的事可以做不到。
And to an extent that you can do whatever you want to do good things and don't want to do anything which is bad.
弟兄姊妹，盼望彼此共勉。
Let's encourage with one another.
我们一同低头来祷告。
Let's bow head and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Lord of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your grace.
我们人在最终的时候，你就为我们自己亲自献上了自己。
When we still in sin, Lord, you give yourself personally.
你的宝血洗净我们所有的罪
Your blood wash away all of sins
免去我们将来的刑罚。
You get away us from all the eternal punishment.
但是因为你是无罪的，所以死亡阴间没有办法捆绑你。
Yeah, because you are sinless, so the Hades cannot constrain you.
所以你从死里面进去，又从死里面出来了。
Walk into death, you release from death.
当你复活大能在我们身上的时候，
Now today when the resurrected power abides in us,
我们不但将来免去刑罚，
not only we can free away from the eternal punishment,
我们今生也要脱离罪恶，
and this generation will be far away from sin.
请你常常带领我们，
please guide us and lead us.
圣灵充满我们，
pray the full of the Holy Spirit.
我们承认我们软弱，
we admit that we are so weak.
用你的宝血来洁净我们，
please cleanse us with your blood.
用你的宝血来洁净这一篇道。
Please, you clean us with this message today.
人很有限，但神的灵感动无限。
We are so limited, but your spirit is unlimited.
我们求圣灵在这篇道上盖上印记。
We pray that the Spirit will seal this message.
祝福这个教会。
Bless this church.
在你的保守当中成长茁壮。
In your guidance, we can grow and expand.
但也让每一位弟兄姊妹挑起这个使命。
And yet all the brothers will take the mission.
谢谢主，听我们这样祷告。
Thank you, Lord, you listen to our prayers.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
愿神赐福每一位。
May God bless you all.